Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. I got some great news on Friday. It is. I left you Friday and full of all sorts of anxiety about O'Neal. O'Neal does not have lymphoma. That's right. O'Neal, my dog in the middle on the couch, does not have lymphoma, which is a horrible death sentence. And, I mean, for the last 2 weeks, I have been an absolute wreck. You might not notice it here. I mean, the day after I got the news, 2 weeks prior, I actually got upset on this show. There was tears in my eyes. In fact, the night before when I found that information out, I was on a walk, just, you know, getting some exercise. And I'm walking around the neighborhood. Thank God I had my sunglasses on because I'm like, I couldn't handle it, man. Ugh. So then, you know, I started to, it was just terrible, you know? And then I got this news that he does not have lymphoma. So what the hell happened there? Now, he does still have cancer, but he has multiple myeloma, not nearly as aggressive, and responds to treatment much better than lymphoma does. And the dog doesn't get put through as much torture with the regimen of treatment. Lymphoma requires intense, not radiation, chemotherapy. E-Rock is here. He says, you can cry for kids and dogs. If you don't, you're a sociopath. That's true. Adults, if you have an adult in your life and they die, though, you can't cry for them, according to E-Rock. Sorry, it's probably a little bit not accurate. Anyway, so this all began like a month prior, when just with a checkup, he had some weird numbers come back, and the vet said, all right, let me get a little more blood work. Did the blood work, and he goes, okay, Eric, one of two things, but I suspect, Eric, that the dog has multiple myeloma. And I said, oh, okay, what is that? And he explained it to me, so I was very concerned. And he goes, the dog, there's also a chance the dog has lymphoma, but I really don't think that the dog has lymphoma, and that's, you know, definitely the more dangerous of the two. So I left out of there like, oh, God, this sucks, but okay, at least it's not lymphoma, you know? And then, like a week later, I get a call from another vet, actually the son of the guy that I just mentioned. Dad is the one running the show of the vet clinic. Son, also a vet, calls me up and goes, Eric, I just got the results back, and O'Neal has lymphoma. And I go, wait, what? That's opposite of what your dad told me. He goes, nope, dog's got lymphoma. And I'm like, holy shit. This is devastating. That's when, you know, all the tears started rolling down. So he says, okay, I want you to go see the oncologist, which is the dog cancer specialist for all of the state. There's no one better than this particular physician. And she will give you the right steps for the treatment for the lymphoma. Now, I sat here for the next 2 weeks on this show, and I had said to you many times, I'm holding out hope for a misdiagnosis. And there was. Now, I didn't believe that there actually would be, but I had a little bit of a feeling that there was not lymphoma in there. I don't know why I felt that. Probably because initially dad vet said, yeah, he doesn't have lymphoma. He has got multiple myeloma. So I was holding out hope. And I even went ahead and, because the lymph nodes on the animal will swell up with lymphoma. And I noticed nothing. I was, you know, touching his neck and And he's looking at me like, oh, this is a massage. This is great. Friday comes. I get off the air here. And off the air. I finished the podcast. I finished my podcasting day, and then I'm off. And right away, we get into this facility over at Blue Pearl. And O'Neill takes a dump right by the coffee machine. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on here? Sorry. He's nervous. I'm nervous. Doc comes in. She's looked at all the blood work. She's done the examination of the dog. And she sits down in front of me and she goes, okay, yeah, so I am 100% confident that your dog has. And when she was supposed to say lymphoma, she said multiple myeloma. I went, so I look like I'm excited and she can't figure out why I'm like happy. I go, you got to understand. I was told the dog had lymphoma. She goes, no, dog does not have lymphoma. So I said, all right, how does this happen where, you know, one vet says multiple myeloma, another vet says this is lymphoma, and then you come in and say, no, it's multiple myeloma. Now, you know how it is in this profession. They won't like rat each other out. So I'm not given explanations as to why these things happen. And I don't know if I want to know. It could just be, I did ask the oncologist, I go, how does that happen? And she said, well, the values of a certain test did indicate that there was a chance that it could be. But and so she kind of like made it clear that it's nothing to like get, you know, there's nothing suspicious going on. She assured me that, and I believe her. And I love these people that first said multiple myeloma and then lymphoma. Nick is here. He says it's just a big vet money grab. David laughs and does the Steve Echo effect and says, big vet. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, exactly, Nick. You could fix O'Neill for $38. We all know Nick has the ability to do that. Apparently, Nick used to go to like Tractor Supply and that's a thing that hillbillies do. If you have a dog that needs shots or something, you can just get all the shots from Tractor Supply. And then Nick would like administer the shots to his dog. And he has said before that he is certified. I forgot his stupid certification. I think he used to like wipe cows' assholes. So he somehow has a certification to administer medicine to dogs. I don't know. Tophis says, my local Tractor Supply has a sticker on the front window warning people that the staff are armed. It's hilarious. No, that's good. You want that. All stores should do that. My cat had diabetes and I had to give him insulin shots every day. That's okay. That's okay. Hell, I give my dad insulin shots. It's not a big deal. Chris refers to Nick as Dr. Nick Arcflash. Alan's here. He says, if you can deliver a calf with chains and a come along, you can do anything, speaking from experience. Nick adds that he once assisted in a bovine C-section. Oh, my God. That's how some of the women that you date give birth. and they're known as bovines. Nick says he's chained out plenty of calves. Okay, so I guess, I mean, it was quite weird, though, because to be told your dog has cancer, but I was like, this is great. The treatment is not nearly as intense. It's not nearly as expensive. I got out of there under $1,000, which was impressive to me. So now he begins his medicine regimen and goes back to the vet, goes back to big vet in 3 weeks, and goes ahead, gets some testing, and hopefully everything is fine. They describe multiple myeloma as, well, I'll spare you the details. All you can know is that one day it will eventually probably take the dog's life, but it's not going to be nearly as devastating. It's not nearly as devastating as what is happening when a dog has lymphoma. Mooney is here. He says, I missed the beginning of your show. Not on YouTube? No, I got it on there. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know what you're talking about. It says it's there. But thank you for being here regardless. In fact, you should watch it on Twitch. Skip YouTube. If you get this show live in the morning, each weekday morning, if you are watching it on YouTube, that helps me the most. The more people that I can get watching it, for those of you that prefer to consume it live, I would appreciate it if you do it on Twitch. E-Rock says, I think Eric should start game streaming one to two a week. That's a great idea. I love that, and I think I should. Considering that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, that would be fun and hilarious. But I would need to carve out the time. So I think if I did put my mind to it and figured out when I could do that, because the way it works right now is slowly but surely it has turned into so much podcasting, just, you know, death by 1,000 cuts. I don't want to say death, but Mondays have me teaching the class at the local college, so that's out. Tuesdays, I have Who Are These Broadcasters in the middle of the day, which makes it for a long podcast day. Wednesdays, typically a Big Fraud Wednesday or a Big Fraud Thursday, so I podcast in the evening on either Wednesday or Thursday. And then all on that, add on to that, you've got hockey and basketball getting underway right now. It's quite a schedule. E-Rock says, come play Sea of Thieves with us, learn to pirate, or do the ghost hunting games with us. Yes. What do I need to do? Like, what type of system do I have to purchase in order to do this? Is it played on a PC, or do I have to get a gaming system? You'll literally have to tell me what to do. The last gaming system that I had was an Xbox, and I used to play Ghost Recon. E-Rock says, get Steam, and you can get all the games. I do know what Steam is. I do actually know what that is. Tofa says, get a Steam account, and then I can do that. Okay, but when I was when we had Xbox, I would play that goddamn game, Ghost Recon, and man, did I love it. It's antiquated right now, but I couldn't do anything more than just hide in the weeds and snipe people, and that's all I like to do. Because if I play games and the scaling and the scrolling on the screen, I swear to God, I get motion sickness. Jim got Call of Duty. Dad, come play. He's teenager at the time. I go, yeah, all right, let's do it. Fuck yeah, let's go shoot some people. And so I get it. And then about 15 seconds after I start playing, I can feel the nauseousness beginning. And then I went and barfed. So that was the end of that. Skip says, stop abusing Snap and work like our beloved EZ. Okay, I'm not entirely sure what that means. I think that has to do with, isn't Snap, it's like you get food when you are disadvantaged or whatever. Isn't that what Snap is? I didn't realize. Is that a thing where people abuse it? In what way? I think what you're getting at there, I think what he's getting at, Skip, is that when people get handouts or get assistance like that, that it's enabling them. Is that what you're suggesting? I don't know if I can get behind that. I mean, there's a lot of people who have to utilize that for. So, I mean, you get sometimes like a single mom. She might need a little help. What's wrong with that? Molly says, Easy thinks video games are lame and we should all read books. That's what I thought I've heard in the past. Oh, probably at some point, but you never know with me. It just depends on the day. Like, E-Rock caught me at a moment where, like, that sounds like a good idea to actually play a video game and stream it. I mean, like, from a content standpoint. Because if you see me everybody's playing the game and I'm over there putting my dick in a cactus, that's hysterical. Nick says, I can help with the motion sickness on PC. All right. I don't know how you do that, but that's cool. E-Rock says, look up Escape the Back Rooms. They just did their full release last week. It would be so fun. Tophus says, people still play Ghost Recon. Nick says, there are ways to fix the settings because I get motion sickness too. Okay. E-Rock says all the Ghost Recons are on Steam. So basically, is Steam like you just pay one fee and then you get it's Spotify for video games? Is that what I'm understanding? If it's Spotify for video games, does that mean that whoever makes the game isn't making any money on them? Like all the artists that put money music on Spotify? Because isn't that the case? Like Bruce Springsteen, he gets 3 billion listens to Born to Run, and he makes $80. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Like food stamps. And then Skip says, yes, they get it when they don't need it. It needs to be more regulated. Well, I can guarantee you that. 100%. They should have like Snap Gestapos at every store. So if you pay for it with Snap, you have to prove that you're poor right there somehow. And if you do not convince the Gestapo, he just takes the cart. And makes you leave. E-Rock says you can get soda and energy drinks on Snap, EBT. It's so weird. Yeah, that's ridiculous. They should make it so that those programs, you cannot buy prepared food. They should make it so that you can only buy constituent ingredients and whole foods like vegetables, fruits, grains like for baking or preparing food, and that the only way you can get it is if you commit to, like, they have a whole like Snap recipe book. So basically you go there, you can get flour, brown sugar, condensed milk, eggs. You can't get milk, no milk. You can get all the vegetables, all the meats, all the lean meats. And you can't even get hamburger buns. You have to make your own hamburger buns with Snap. Make it a huge pain in the ass for people. Becca Shea says, Skip sounds like a Trumper. Yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. I believe that Snap should be available, but they should make it so you can't get shitty food. Tofa says there's a very small percentage of people abusing welfare. I agree with that. E-Rock says, when you're playing games, you can get tips and pay chats while playing. Oh, yeah, that's the way you do it. You got to, hey, I'm playing, so give me your money. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Yeah, I always feel bad about those. Like in particular with on Twitch and for Super Chats. You know, honestly, when you do a show, you can. There's about 8 billion ways you can try to get people to part with their money. And I sometimes feel bad about suggesting that people do that. Actually, I always do. The way I ask for support is support the sponsors. Buy a T-shirt if it's new or if you don't have one. Or subscribe on Patreon. Outside of that, and that's about it. Support my sponsors. Mention my name to my sponsors. And if you feel like it, sign up for Patreon. And subscribe to me on Twitch. And enjoy the show that way. That's the easiest way that I always want somebody to get something out of it. Steam is a hub and you pay piecemeal. Games go on sale all the time. All the companies partner with Steam. Steam gets 30% of every sale of a game. Good Old Games is a good store for old games, too. You guys are opening up a Pandora's box with me. Son of a bitch. Good Old Games, that must be like old titles. That's kind of like the idea of going to Pinball Land. Don't forget, we are under 2 weeks away from the next pinball tournament / orgy at Retro Gaming Facility Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. I want to see you there. There is an invite pinned to the top of my Facebook page. Skip says he would do the job of being Snap Nazi, so that he would make sure that everybody is buying nutritious Whole Foods. And if he finds out that somebody is trying to game the system, he would make them leave the store and take their cart. Molly says, I know a few people who are not going to be able to eat now due to Snap going away. And you know And you know what? They can't work. Oh, my God. That is awful. All right, more. Bread Bowl Brain Chris. And if you're not poor, they throw the food into the gutter. E-Rock says, the stores around me have tags showing what is WIC or EBT. Molly says, they are not mooching off of the fucking system. Rebecca says, you already cannot buy prepared foods on SNAP. Oh, well, that's outstanding. That's the way to do it. They're not even allowed to buy the $5 rotisserie chickens. Okay. Toilet paper, etc. All right, yeah, I would see that that's important. Skip says he knows three people personally who take advantage. Oh, my God, that is not great. Tyler says there are fat hogs on social media bragging as they buy tons of snacks with their benefits. Becca Shea says shitty food is cheap. Or cheaper. E-Rock says that I don't ask for the money, Steel Toe. It's just an option if people want to support you. Yeah, I know. I don't even like making it an option. I don't even like giving the reference that you could do that. You know? I don't even like saying, hey, if you want to support the show. And it just feels too weird to me. You know, the only time I like to ask for it directly is for content. That's all. That's all I can do without feeling weird. And not everybody feels that way. And I'm not judging anybody except Steel Toe when it comes to that whole escapade. Because Steel Toe actually like passes a hat and begs. Tofus says you can add tips. You can sell merch. I do sell the merch. Chris in Buffalo says EZ would only be able to play Tecmo Bowl, Blades of Steel, or Mario 3, I feel like. Yeah, probably, but that'd be great. Ad revenue, hell yeah, we are. You're welcome, and I appreciate you. Eric playing Fortnite would be entertaining. You know, I'd like this. You being bad at a game and your commentary is what people would support to watch, without a doubt. I could sell it. I could sell the shit out of that. That's usually how it is. I try to make one or two cold calls a day, every day, to potential businesses to try to get local direct dollars. I made a call today to this guy. He does lawn care in West Michigan, and I think he might think I'm crazy. I still, to this day, when I reach out to people, start out the same phone call each way. Guy picks it up. So-and-so landscaping. Hello, how are you? I'm fine. You? Great. This is Eric Zane, formerly of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. And right away, that breaks the ice. Now, then I go into the detail of the podcast. I've been podcasting for 7 years. I can put your business front and center in front of thousands of people. And if you need more information, I'd like to send that to you. Can I send it? Yes or no? They always say yes. And then I send it and let them decide. Playing games could just be an extension of the normal free podcast. E-Rock adds, maybe Snap can get you some games on Steam. Man Bun Chris is here. Skip says, also let them know you are way better than FBHW. I appreciate that. So I did radio work over the weekend. I made the haul up to Petoskey, Michigan, which is 3 hours away, to host the world famous local casino Halloween costume contest. I get up there and I go into the hotel. I'm going to spend the night. And at the front desk is drunk Freddy Krueger. some chick. She's tall, and she was one of the indigenous people that accounts for a good portion of the population in and around the casino. And I'm standing there at, you know, to check in, and she's standing right next to me. And she works there, but I think she's not on duty. And so she knows, that's what I gathered from the conversation. And so she's standing next to me, and then I happen to look over at her. She's tall. She's looking down at, I'm so fucking little. She looks down at me, and I look at her, and I go, "You're Freddy Krueger." She goes, "I'm a hot tribal Freddy Krueger. I'm the best at Freddy Krueger." And she looked, she was cute. She's really, really cute. And I go, "Of course. Without a doubt." I didn't say another fucking word. I just said that. And then she's blotto. I'm like, "Oh, God, I could smell her." Between the booze and the twat, I was like, ugh. I get my key and I tell her, I go, "I'm the judge for the costume contest." So she was like, you know, thinking perhaps she could, but she couldn't win because she worked there. And, that, and she told me, she goes, "I can't win. I work here." I go, "Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I'll see you there. Bye." Now, I don't know why, but we didn't start judging till 9:30. And I walk onto the casino floor at 8. And I meet the guy who is from the casino I'm going to be judging with. And he goes, "Okay, yeah, well, we're all set, ready to begin. I'll see you in 90 minutes. And I'm like, fucking, I could have left way later from my house than I needed to, but all right, whatever. Now, gambling's not my thing, but I'm looking for the poker machine. The video poker. If I do gamble, it's video poker. And they're all expensive, but in the corner of the casino, the game nobody plays, it's 5 cents a hand poker. And I'm like, yes, I have $1. I put it in the machine, which gave me 20 hands of poker. Just 5-card draw is how it works out. You know, the 5 cards hold up and come up front of you and you press the screen which ones you want to hold. Then you hit deal again. Murder Lover Linda says, "Did you get an appearance fee at least?" Yes, I did get an appearance fee. Which I did the math about how much. It was $200. So, and I had to drive my truck, which is a hog for gas. It was about $55 in gas there and back. I got food twice. That's $20. And then for the second time in a row that I've stayed at a hotel, I left my fucking pillow. And it wasn't, that was the pillow I got for Valentine's Day, by the way. That it's, I've had it that long. It's that good of a pillow. That's a $70 pillow. All right, so easy math, $55 plus 20 plus 70 for that pillow, that's $145 in expenses. And I left at 4 p.m. and got home at 4 p.m. So 24 hours, $145 divided by 24. That means I made $6 an hour for $6.04, which is ridiculous. I could have made more money sitting here coming up with things to talk about or businesses to approach about sponsoring the goddamn podcast. Murder Lover Linda says, "Call the hotel. They probably have a pillow lost and found." No. No, I'm not doing that because that means that the pillows get stuffed in with all the other pillows, and then I'm going to get it back in the mail. Probably it's going to have AIDS on it. Murder Lover Linda says they should have given you a free room at the casino. They did. They did. 1993 radio rates all over. E-Rock says, isn't that insane, the world that we're in right now? Some jobs aren't even worth the time for the money offered. This is true. But I also knew that I would get some experience out of it to discuss here. So I've got 20 credits, and I've got half an hour to kill. And lo and behold, I kept that dollar worth of plays for 25 minutes. It hovered near zero the whole time. But I got excited because I had a potential to get a royal flush. And I hit the deal, and it was one card off. And had I gotten that, that would have been 250 nickels, which is 50 bucks. And that would have been the most that I've ever won in gambling. Mad Bun Chris says, quit, screw getting your pillow back, but buying a mattress on Facebook Marketplace with blood stains on it is fine. You make a great point. You make a really great point. Hard to argue with that. Yeah, but at least the mattress is flipped over. You know? And if I were to get the pillow back, I still, my whole body is going to touch the pillow at some point. So no, I'm not doing that. Becca Shea says, I was up there. I put $21 into a machine and won 150 bucks. You were up there when I was up there? Or you went up there at one point in time? Because if you went up there when I was up there and we didn't see each other, what the hell? No, not that long ago, but not this past weekend. So I end up getting out of there. Nothing really to report outside of sexy Freddy Krueger. And there was more than one sexy Freddy Krueger. The winners were the people who went as victims of the Titanic sinking. It was a very creative costume. They won. All right. Let's see. Outside of talking about O'Neill, what did I want to talk about? You know, I should probably get into it is a Muppety Monday. Muppety being the term that I use to describe when there is a broken leg or an arm or a horrible injury in an NFL game. And it lately, every Monday, has been a Muppety, Flippity, Crack-a-lacka, bone popping out of the skin, arm bent the wrong way type of vibe after the weekend's football games. And this is no exception. And this is a bummer because the guy who got injured, everybody loves this dude. He's a player for the New York Giants named Cam Scataboo. And this guy is a wrecking ball. He's one of these guys who's kind of short but thick and powerful. And he'll get the ball, and then he'll run right at somebody and then just plow through them, and they go flying, you know? And He'll have a long run, and when he gets done with the run, there'll be like two or three guys injured on the field. Cam Scataboo, he's a rookie. I don't know where the fuck he came from, but he's awesome to watch, and everybody loves the guy. The Giants still suck tons of dick, but he is exciting to watch. And this quarterback for the Giants, he still kind of sucks, but people like him. Jackson Dart. So I like this. I like it that the Giants have improved to some degree, but not anymore, because Scataboo's foot nearly fell off in this clip that I am about to show you. Arizona State, says Kuipers, is where he went. God damn, this is horrible. Scataboo is this little fucker right here at about the 45-yard line. Dart has thrown the ball. He's going to catch it. Let's get into it here. Okay, he catches the ball.
Devastating moment here for the Giants and Cam.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's so broken. It's not moving at all. It's completely stiff because of the dislocation.
As when he's looking to catch a ball over the
middle
of the field, he just lands on that right ankle, and his right ankle just completely snaps. It folds under his body, and then is going in the way that your ankle should not go. You can see it's basically completely pointing outwards here Cam Scadaboo, one of the most electric players in the NFL, and then he's a rookie too, so he's just taking the league by storm with Jackson Dart.
Dart. God damn
it! If you didn't see the injury, need to see Dart's reaction. Know how bad this really was.
Yeah, when they come out on the field, all the players, and they gather around him, and they like take a knee because they feel so bad. Shit. Yeah, if you look at it, this guy here, he's got his hands over his head. This guy's taking a knee. Probably some of them are barfing. Now they got it immobilized. Yeah, they end up putting it back into place right there on the field, which can't feel good. Here he is. He's waving to the crowd. Everybody loves him. God damn. I think this since it happened in Philly, those scumbag Philly fans were probably like throwing shit at him and calling him an asshole. He'll be back. Tofus says, hope he saved up his money. Well, you know, I mean, this is an injury similar to like what happened to, what's that guy's name for the Lions? Aiden Hutchinson. Bro snapped his tibia and his fibula in half. He's as good as ever right now. You know, I was reading that when a bone break like that heals, it's stronger than before the break. The calcification of the damaged spot has like a thicker armor around it with like bone scarring. It's incredible. Picture like an MMA guy who strengthens his bones by kicking something hard. Like repeatedly with micro cracks and then lets him heal up over and over again. That's kind of what's happening there to guys like that. So that was intense. That was the Muppety Monday bone break of the day. Thank you to everybody who sent that along to me. That's a big part of your football viewing over the weekend. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says they can fix just about anything these days, without a doubt. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for radio station staff meeting, and I am off to do that. So I will be back with that. Now, I know that a lot of you are not getting the notifications on Twitch when I go live again, and I don't know why that is. But check back within the hour, and hopefully you won't be able to hear or you won't miss any of the show. So there you go. All right. So I'm gonna hang it up for the first half of the show. I'll be back a little bit later on. You guys are great. Thank you.